bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 19th of September, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, we've heard about it, and it's finally happened on iOS. Spotify and Google Waze have made love. Yes, they've actually expanded their previous announced integration into iOS, basically meaning iPhone users now can access tunes without having to leave the GPS navigation screen. Now, this was actually announced way back in March, so yeah, it took a little bit, as a way of saving users from switching between two apps while driving. Yeah, not a good idea. This now gives Waze users access to their Spotify playlist and change tracks, all without leaving the Waze app. Now, so if you're on that navigation run right now and you need a little tunes to go along with it, go get your app updates in the App Store right now. Speaking of the App Store, little public service announcement for you. We all know that iOS 11's coming later today, which also means if you got 32-bit apps running on your phone, it ain't gonna work no more. Yes, you did hear me correctly. If you attempt to open up any of these 32-bit apps that are on your phone currently, iOS 11 will refuse to open it. Instead, it'll give you a message saying that this app won't work with iOS 11. The developer of this app will need to update it for compatibility. So, when we all upgrade later today, let's enjoy all the fun that'll come with it. I don't know about you, but I hate, absolutely hate needles. I'm a big old baby when you show one in front of me, especially if you try to stick it in me. But thank you so much to the folks over there at MIT. We may only have to endure, that is if you hate needles, maybe just one now. Because they've seemed to have found a way to combine several vaccinations into one single injection. Oh, thank you. How do they do this? Well, microscopic coffee cups. Yes, apparently it's made out of PLGA. It's some biocompatible polymer side. What? It's over my head. Basically, they create these cups, and they hold just the right amount of dosage. You kind of see where this is going. They got all these little sections in the needle, and this little bunch will go in, and that will go in, and you know, you see. So instead of like four different needles, you got four different cups. Now, currently, they haven't tested this on a human. Only mice. But it was a success. So maybe it won't be long before humans like myself can finally test this stuff out too and throw away the other needles. Oh, please. And finally, this one goes out to all of our perverts in China. Oh, it's a sad day for you. Why? Well, if you were part of the Touch service, by the way, this is a sex-sharing doll service in China. Yeah, your fun has been taken away. The service, which, by the way, was banned just after 4 days of getting underway in Beijing, China. According to the Touch website, they're saying, we're sorry to announce that Touch will suspend its operations of its girlfriend-sharing service. We'd like to thank all of our clients, past and present, yes, all 4 days, for their support. Apparently, this caused a huge ruckus in China. Lots of talk on social media and all this and say, how can this be? It's so disgusting. Which I have to say I kind of agree with. So I'm sorry, perverts there in China. Looks like you're back to a VPN and internet porn. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that's our website. You can get our podcast over there. You can get our blog over there. And you can get a review section over there for your choosing. Also for your choosing are links to all of our social media sites. British Tech Network on Facebook and Instagram. At British Tech on Twitter. I'm also on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. And you hear me talk about it all the time, our BTN Slack room. Why don't you come join us if you haven't already? You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be returning for your Wednesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a glorious Tuesday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.